Blog Talk Radio. watch me on your video phone.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey America, what the fuck is going on? How you doing? It is a recap show of a Monday. How are you doing? Baby. Start off with, that's all I be trying to do is practice. And it don't come out right. Oh my God, I'm practicing for two different things and one thing is just not coming off the floor. It's like, girl, when is it going to be fixed? But anyway, starting Wednesday, we started last Wednesday with Gay TV. It was really a success. It wasn't that crowded because we didn't promote right, but it was a success. So anybody listening, please come out and see our show every Wednesday at 7:08. It starts approximately at 12:30. It's called Gay TV. It's a comedy show with skits of reality and life and things that go on every week. And it's definitely something really phenomenal, and it's good to take off because the first show was really phenomenal. We really, really, really did good, and I really enjoyed it. And this week, it's going to be a plus. So I wish everybody come out and support. And it's only, that means $5. It's only $5 to get in. So, because I know the economy is bad right now. So $5, and you would definitely enjoy the Ballroom Girls with their comedy and their show. It's really something to see, I promise you. If anything, I promise you, in that show, you at least laugh about 4 to 5 times. And it's only like a 45-minute show, so it's not long, so you can definitely go home, and you can still get up for the next day to go to work. Or if you did not have to go to work, you still can stay in and watch the mini bowl afterwards. So it's up to you, but definitely please come out and watch our Gay TV comedy show. Thanks. Moving right along. $10,000. How are you doing? I have actually 30 people now. Wow, 30 people, and everybody is calling Gay by day to get their numbers and their colors. Let me break it on down to you how it goes, because a lot of people don't know how it goes. One, it's in Richmond, Virginia. Why I put it in Richmond, Virginia is because it's fair there, because they never had a major, major ball there. If I had put it in Atlanta, they would have said it's favoritism to Atlanta. If I had put it in New York, they would have said it's favoritism to New York. So I said, let's put it in the middle somewhere where all the states can come and play. $10,000, one winner takes all. No houses, no whatever. It's one winner takes all. It's four different parts. You have presentation, you have best element, you have one and only battle, and then you have 3-minute production. You have to pick a solid color, you have to pick a number, and that's how you enter, period. You pay $50 to enter, but you're really only paying $20 because $30 you get in free after you pay your thing, so you're only really paying $20 to enter. Once you enter, that's how it goes. You have to pick a number and a color, and then you basically in the middle of it. So I was letting everybody, because a lot of people asked me that's not even in it, wanted to know. Some runway girls and other people wanted to know exactly how it goes. It's 20 different judges. It's 5 judges each segment. Each segment, you will never see them judges again, so they're only judging that part. I don't even know who's judging yet. Why? No, I know about 4, so I still got to pick 16 more. But I don't know all of them, and I didn't tell nobody until that day of. It's because I want it to be fair as possible. I don't even want no one to really know who's judging because I don't want them to think it's shade, period. is the clincher of it all is you have two times to get scored below 25. If you get scored below 25 in any of the time, two times or more, then you're out of the battle. Other than that, it's going to be fair and everything. So I was definitely bringing up parts of the 10,000. All the contestants know about it, but I was letting other people know, you know, how it goes too, before the drama really starts. And all the categories comes out too, because just because you're not walking for the 10,000, the categories is really hot, and they have trophies and gifts for each category. So I think this is something that y'all definitely want to be a part of, because they're doing it every 6 months. And when the first one takes off, I think the next one is going to be either Runway or even Face, Open to All. It depends on what I'm feeling at that time at the end of January to see which one is going to be. One of them is going to be, I was even thinking about Realness too, Open to All, $10,000, one winner. So it just depends on how the first one takes off. Yeah, definitely all the houses come. And make sure y'all big up who's winning, because, bitch, I want to see who's going to actually take this $10,000 home. $10,000, first time ever, one winner. How are you doing? Performance. Will it be a girl? Will it be a woman, rather? Will it be a butch queen? Will it be a butch queen in drag? Will it be a butch? You know, I have a butch. Two butches called me to enter. I'm going to fuck them up. Two butches. Now, you know, this is really going to be hot. I want to see what the butches got to give, too. So two butches, the femme queens, the butch queens up in drags. And the way it goes, anybody can actually eat it and turn it. So definitely get your spot. And there's only 20 spots left. It, the way it's going, I don't know if I have room to, because I already know some of them might survive. If they don't, if you get less than 25 two different times, you are out of the circle. But other than that, it's still going to be at least 25 to 30 people still surviving. So I definitely want to see what the fuck is going to go on January 23rd, 2010. That's another year to bring in the new year. So if one bitch could win that, then that'd be so hot, because that's in January. So you have $10,000. You could actually spend you could actually spend $800 a month, and that 10 will last you all year. What are you doing? So just in case, you could break that down. You could give your girlfriend some. You could pay bills with some. You could get a car note with some. How you doing? You could actually pay 10 months of rent, bitch. How you doing? And still have money left if your rent is under $1,000. Bitch, there's so many different things you can do with $10,000. So, if you don't get your spot, it's for you to get one. If you don't have your color, it's for you to get one. If you don't have a number, it's for you to get that too. It's going to get severe up in here. January 23rd, 2010. Richmond, Virginia, Skateland. How are you doing? So definitely I wanted to bring that up. We definitely will have a commercial starting either Wednesday or Monday of this week. The commercials will be live coming in for that too. And it's a lot going on that weekend. We're having a big party that Friday with all the everybody that's basically in the competition. We have a Friday night party for y'all in Richmond, where all of y'all get it free, and it's all about y'all, and there's special events going on that night just for y'all. So it should really, really should be cute. We have a host hotel that weekend. It's a lot going on that whole weekend in Richmond, Virginia. Just want everybody to know, come have fun, enjoy yourself, and if you want to fight, stay the fuck home, because there's more than security guards. We have cops in the building. What are you doing? So whoever want to fight, buh-buh, buh-buh. All right, wanted to bring that up. So now, let me go to New York City so I can see what the fuck happened at the Extravaganza Ball this weekend. And then we had the Rumble Ball. And then we had, I went to Houston Friday for a ball down there. So this was basically the three balls. If I'm forgetting one, it's another one. But them basically were the three balls this weekend. So let me go straight to New York City to the legendary Mother Kelly to see what is going on in the NYC.
And now, put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to the real.
Wait, hold on, wait, legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi. And now.
Hello?
What the fuck is going on?
What's tea, honey? I'm on my way driving home just to leave. Where you at? Just on my way driving home, just from leaving the house. So I'm not even home yet.
How was the house?
The house meeting was fast.
Let me drop.
No, I can go.
No, you
got to
talk.
Honey, how you doing? Hello?
That switchboard must be saying there's a lot of noise in your background.
What's going on? I know I'm trying to get in the car so I can get home. I just left the house meeting, honey. How y'all doing? What's going on out there?
What is going on? How was the extravaganza ball?
Oh, child. I'm not going to talk about it right now on the cell phone, honey. But when I get in the house, honey, baby, I'm going to give you the E. I'm going to give you the E, my E, honey.
I have to say big ups to Selvin. I heard he won the old way on the team.
Yeah, she definitely did win old way on her team. Last night she turned it out. But Miss Nicole definitely turned it out, honey. She came out and she was the last person standing on Scooter Balenciaga's team.
Oh, okay. How many teams all together that came out and played?
It was only two teams out of the four teams.
Wow, the rest of them paid it.
Yeah, the rest of the girls paid it. I don't know why they paid it, but they paid it.
Wow.
Yes. So are you, hold on one minute.
Okay, so I had two teams. That was cute. Yes. I would have loved to see Nicole perform and stuff, and Selvin and everybody play the game and shit.
It was definitely cute. It was definitely cute. You should have came out and been on one of the girls' teams.
Actually, I was on one of the teams, but I had to practice.
You was on one of the teams because your name was in the production, honey.
Yeah, because I was supposed to be here, but I couldn't make it because of practice and everything here, so I couldn't get down there.
I know, that's right. So how was your weekend? What happened in your state, in your neck of the woods?
Well, Friday I went to Houston because, you know, they paid for me to come down there to a ball they gave. It was, you know, in Houston, if nobody knows, Houston is a big state that takes birthdays serious. Like I do every year, have big things for it. Houston do that. So four people got together, had a mini ball / party one day, had performers. I mean, they went really, really, really crazy. And it was with the mini ball was really, really cute. And Selvin came down there and he commentated that, and there wasn't a lot of big names, but it was crowded with a lot of people and newcomers, but it was cute for what it was worth, and that was all I really did, and then I came back home.
I know that's right. Well, baby, the extravaganza ball, you know, it was what it was, but I'm going to really get in. I don't want to start and get in on my cell phone right now because, you know, I'm in route to going home. I don't want to start and get in on my cell phone as in the cell phone cut off. And so, you know, I have to be online and I have to be in the house. And I'm already logged on from home. I already have to sign me on. So as soon as I get out the car, I'm going to hang up and I'm going to get on the house phone and I'm going to go in because maybe only thing I can tell y'all, bitch, a lot of old antique queens that need to stay in their motherfucking china cabinet and not be dust the fuck off for balls. That's all I'm going to give y'all right now. Yes. Yes. I mean, yes.
And antique queens.
Antique.
I guess that means they are so old, they can't be dust off.
Baby, yes. Antique queens that shouldn't be dust off, honey, that should be just left in their china cabinet, honey. It's a mess. It's a fucking mess. It's really a mess. You know. And I had a lovely weekend. I did enjoy myself. I did enjoy myself this weekend. But, you know, since I'm going to wait to talk about the extravaganza, well, I just want to give a big shout-out to all my Banshee Cons that came over and we partied down this weekend. Definitely got a big shout-out to Eric and Tyshawn and Tony and Ayana and all the Milan girls that came over, and we partied down like rock stars. All my Hawaii children that came over after the extravaganza ball, and we partied and played games and drunk down. I just got to give all of y'all a big shout-out. Because I love y'all, honey. And we got to party really soon. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes. Like my girlfriend, this Wendy Williams would say, how you doing, honey? Yes. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to Legendary Shamel, Miss Rahi, Miss Thinking Spirit, because girlfriend, Miss Thinking Her Services, was everything this weekend. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes, the services was on, honey. It was on, honey. It was definitely good to see, you know, the Ebony's was definitely out in the building, honey, and the girls out, honey. The girls definitely did come out last night and play, honey. You know, I got to give a big shout-out to my new Banshee Con girlfriend, you know. Not going to give her name this thing, but she's all Lord. She got chopped last night. How you doing? Oh, honey, she got her iconic chop last night, honey. That's why I said she got girlfriend. And I love her dad. How you doing? Yes. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to Switchboard. Miss Ebony O'Neill, how you doing it for holding it down while my sister Miss Jasmine's in motherfucking Hawaii? How you doing? Yes. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah,
there was no functions or nothing in Atlanta or nothing. How was
Trax? Trax was all right for Saturday. It was all right. Same when it ain't a holiday, it's just a regular night. It was cute.
Oh, I know that's right. Oh, Miss Thing, I definitely gotta give a big shout out. And I want to get him, we're gonna have to lift our band for tonight. We want him to do call in so I can definitely speak to him and definitely congratulate him. I definitely gotta congratulate Diego Khan for being Father NYC. I want him to call in. If anybody's out there listening and y'all want Diego, please tell Diego I said to call his baby mama. I want him to call in for the show. Honey, how you doing, Diego? Congratulations. Eddie, yes. Are you still with me, Andre?
I know.
Oh, I thought I was going on it, you know, the cell phone and driving and things. Eddie, I thought I was congratulating Diego for being Father Khan NYC.
Oh, congratulations, Diego.
Yes, I know that's right, honey. Yes, the children are out there. We're going to have a festive show. We're definitely going to recap. I know the girls are going to. Because the girls have a lot to say about the functions and things, honey. And I definitely do got to give, who else? Who else am I going to give a big shout-out to? I got to definitely do give a big shout-out to your mom, Ms. Rahi, and all her girls that she always come up with to the boys, Ms. Thing, for definitely turning it out and being a fabulous overseer for D.C. How you doing, Mom? And my daughter, Alana, how you doing? Yes. And Banshee Cut offer, yes, you know, I have to get my shout outs to say, you know, I don't usually be Banshee Cut and get my shout outs to say, because, you know, I'd be ready to go. But, you know, I had just had to have this house meeting today. But I definitely got to give a big shout out to the Banshee Cut overall, my house, Evisu, Miss Kiana Evisu. How you doing, Kiana? I love that dress you had on. It's a Kenny. How you doing?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Somebody hit my motherfucking phone, and they might don't like what I'm going to say, but I'm going to give my opinion because that's who I am. I'm Andre, and Andre is a positive person in the ballroom scene and is to stay positive. So I'm going to give my opinion. Now, if I'm wrong, please, one of the EVs call in and please tell me that I'm wrong with what I heard. I heard that the overall mother was judging the ball Sunday, and there was some altercation with one of her children because he thought he was supposed to judge too and ended up pulling the mother off the panel. Now, is that correct?
How you doing?
Well, he should be out of the house. It ain't no motherfucking way that I don't give a fuck if you was right or wrong at that time. If you was supposed to judge just the overall mother, it ain't no way no child supposed to even pull her off the panel. First of all, she's legend, overall legendary. This lady been in the scene forever. For you to pull her off the panel, who the fuck are you? You have no kind of nothing. They should kick you out of the house. That's my opinion. Period.
Ooh. Well, I don't
care who you
are. I don't. I know motherfuckers will always follow you in the chat room, because, you know, she ain't changed her name yet in the chat room. She probably in the chat room. Somebody get her to call in, mother. I need mother to call in. I need Diego to call in. Father, that snack. Daddy, how you doing, daddy? Daddy, I caught the snack, that rich crack is everything. Mother, call in. What's the tea, honey? I want to know what happened. Mind you, when I seen the whole altercation, I know the person name, but I'm not going to put the person name out there that pulled her
altercation. Yeah, I know the person name, too. His name out there because, see, this is ballroom, and it's open for everybody. The child name is Lucky. If I'm right, that's the Catboy sex siren. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, his name is Lucky Evisu, the Catboy sex siren. I don't really know him like that personally, but everybody can make mistakes. Truthfully, I feel like he should be out of the house, but, you know, every house is differently. I'm saying what I would have did. I know he definitely deserves to apologize to her, period. If they don't put him out of the house, he was completely wrong. Even if Jack did say, I heard, because I spoke to Jack about it, too, after I heard it, I called Jack and asked him questions about it. He said, yeah, both of them was up there to judge. She was judging first, and then after, you know, due time, she would have gave him the space. He kept running up there every 2 minutes asking, when am I going to judge? I supposed to judge. So then they had some kind of altercation, and he pulled her the fuck off the panel. Bitch, I wish the fuck. First of all, the kid should have got together and whooped his motherfucking ass real fast, bitch, for real.
Mind you, when I seen the altercation, I was sitting down in the front. When I seen the altercation, I thought somebody was over there. I thought somebody was fighting. I didn't know what was going on. And I just found out about the altercation at the house meeting when I was talking to Jack, and Jack was telling me about the situation. I didn't know what was going on. I was just gagging.
And Jack said he would have put a Lucky up there first, but she was dressed up like the vampire, like he wanted all the judges to be. So that's why he put the overall mother up there. But see, this is what I'm gagging at. Overall mother, Lucky Evisu. That don't even weigh. That don't weigh together. Period. And then if you want to take all that away, it's still respect. How are you gonna just snatch somebody off the panel because you felt like you put me up here right now because I'm supposed to be judging? Who the fuck are you to snatch somebody off a panel?
He thought it was his time to shine, honey.
You to shine, bitch.
Oh my God! Yes, honey. Oh, well, baby, it's definitely going to be a hot show, honey. I know it's definitely going to be a nice bitchy cunt motherfucking show. Ooh, a nice bitchy cunt show, honey. Bitch, I'm like 2 minutes away from my house, and I'll be ready, honey. And I'll be ready, fully loaded, and ready. My gun cocked and ready to go, honey. How do you know what? It's definitely going to be cute. I know Mr. Nicole going to call everything because Mr. Nicole Vogue, when I tell you, Andre, Mr. Nicole Vogue down last night, she was locking with the Butch Queens and everything last night, honey.
Yeah, she always locked with the Butch Queens.
But you know, the only thing I gagged about last night was with Miss Kool-Aid. I gagged and Miss Kool-Aid really didn't lock that much or toss nobody around. Cause you know she's good for locking. Yeah, she was just vulgar. She's good for locking a bitch and tossing them around and all over the place. She just vulgar last night. It was very. The only person that she really locked with was Tim. But everybody better when it was very clean and very precise and definitely to the point that she was here and not to be played with the girls. But Miss Nicole came out and Miss Nicole told those motherfuckers, bitch, it's 5 of us on this team, bitch. I'm going to make y'all know, bitch, why I am that bitch, honey. That bitch broke you down, honey.
I know that's right.
She was there, bitch. She actually made it to the last battle and everything, honey. And I told her before I left the house, I said, I had an epiphany. I said, you and your mother Kool-Aid is going to be the last battle, honey. And her mother was the last battle, honey.
Yeah.
See, I see dead people. Oh, shit.
Go off, Nicole Icon.
Yes, go off, Nicole. I know you out there. I know you listening, honey. How you doing, honey? Yes. Honey, you have to get me home. This cab driver is taking so long to get me home. It's ridiculous, honey. I'm sitting here in this cab, and he's taking so long to take and get me home. It's ridiculous how slow these drivers be driving. And then they want you to give them a fucking tip. Fuck. And he's a legend. Oh, shit. My legendary cab driver. Honey.
I know who that is.
Yes, yes. I said, how you doing? Yes, honey. My legendary care of your money. Okay, Andre, I'm gonna let you go, and in about 2.5 seconds, I'll be coming back in on my house phone. I'm going up the steps. My phone's gonna cut off.
Okay.
I'll see you in a few minutes, guys. Okay. See you in a few minutes. How you doing? Bye bye.
Yeah, while she's on her way upstairs, yeah, I was kind of cringy. This is the difference of, the new generation with these fucking kids. And please, I don't want you, Lucky, to think that I'm coming for you, because I'm not. But at the same time, if it was my kids, I would do the same thing. I feel that she was, if you had any kind of fondling with her. Now, if I'm wrong by what I heard, then I apologize and I'm sorry for it. But if you're completely wrong for doing that, then yeah, you are wrong. Because one, this is the overall mother. Two, fondling with her, or even if you felt that she should have let you shine at that moment, you take that up with her when you home, or you call her later and be like, oh my God, this was my first time. I could have judged why you, please, you could have let me do it, or whatever. You don't ever feel that you're that on the same level as your overall mother because she didn't let you judge a ball. Is it that motherfucking serious that you're going to fondle and want to fight with her? Bitch, please. Instantly, no shade. You would have been out of my house. But every house is differently, and I'm not saying this to say that he beast who's put him out, but if they don't put him out, I feel that he definitely owe some kind of apology. Because that was completely, completely out of hand. It was wrong, and people can look at your house in wrong ways when they look like that. It's not cute at all. And I feel that Lucky is a cute, you know, person for his category and everything. But everybody can be, you know, make mistakes or whatever. And that was definitely a mistake done if he did that, and he should apologize. Period. How you doing? Because that was a foolish. And then I heard Michael Kors with that extravaganza ball. Go off of Michael Kors. I heard he came out for some kind of Legend Statements of Stars or whatever they called him when Jack called him or whatever. And their ballroom went up. Michael Kors is definitely a high fashion designer. But when it comes to the extravaganzas, that's one thing I would always say about the House of Extravaganza is you might not get all the main ballroom girls, but you are definitely going to get you know, millionaires and important people in the building more than all the fags. So if you know, I love the ballroom girls too, but I always love for, you know, a Patricia Fields or definitely Michael Kors or Gaultier or Madonna or whoever else to come stepping in the building, because it shows the importance of our scene and it shows how people are fab or whatever. So yeah, definitely. They should come come out when balls are here, but it's only certain people that can bring people like that. And extravaganzas are definitely one. I'm sorry that I did not make the extravaganza ball. I wish I could have, but I couldn't because of practice and everything else I'm doing in Atlanta. But big ups to the extravaganzas. I heard y'all had a successful ball, and I wish I was there, and hopefully I'll make the next one. But, yeah, I heard the extravaganza ball was really cute. And I wish I was a part of it to see how the categories and things was going. And then I heard Tanae Pendarvis was in the building. And, you know, I definitely wanted to see Tanae because I haven't seen her for over 10 years or something like that. And what's her, Brooke? Old Brooke, if you think of Paris is Burning, the femme queen that's in the Paris is Burning, Octavia. I heard she's in there too. Oh my God, I would love to see Brooke. Oh my God, I would love to see Brooke was in there. So yeah, big ups to both of them, Tanae and Brooke, Michael Kors and the House of Extravaganza for giving y'all ball again. And I wish, yeah, I wanted to see Jose and some of the extravas, you know, I live for. Octavia, yeah, the mother, I can't get her name out, but yeah, the mother,
and definitely a lot of people that I did not see, and so I wish I was there, but I wasn't, so that is that. Then I heard the rumble was cute. Other than with Selvin, I heard that was a really cute ball, too. The girls came out to play. I wish I was there, but wasn't there either. Couldn't come to the North to see the function, so I said I'll wait. And then I think I'll bring, like, a carload or two to come play in Philadelphia at Albanian Ball because Jack and a lot of them is going down there, so I think I want to join them and have some fun at that function. How you doing? So definitely I want to be a part of that. So the next function I think I'll be at is a Philadelphia function. I had to excuse me. Somebody was whispering to me, and I was trying to listen to what they were saying. But, that should be the next function I'll be at. It's an Albanian function, and I think it's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Nope. So definitely... that's not a problem. So hopefully everybody can come out and support Alvernian for that function, and it will be Tangy Slush. So big ups to that. Switchboard, how you been today? Have you been
today? Put your hands together on the bass. The real. To the
real. Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary. Kelly is right.
I'm back.
Hey.
How you doing?
I am definitely back.
Walk for 1 second. I got a text on me.
Yes, I am definitely back. Honey, hold on. I'm going to wait for Andre to come back so I can start the madness and shit, honey. There's definitely going to be some madness, honey. Girl, please. Fucking celebrities and shit. My ass, bitch. Please. How you doing, my bitch? You got girlfriend just hit me up, honey. Yes. How you doing? I got to give a big shout out to my girlfriend. How you doing? Honey, I'll tell you why I was reading, honey. Yes, bitch, I was definitely going to tell you. Yes, I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm good. How you doing? Hey, Miss Ebony. Yes, I'm all right, Miss Ebony. How you doing, Miss Ebony? Yes, honey. I got to give a big shout out, honey. Miss Ebony, can you send me the information? Can you send me the information for the show, Miss Ebony? Because my numbers is low. I need to send it out to my girls. They might think we down tonight. I need to let my girls know that we up and popping, honey. My girls might think we down, honey. Because, you know, I didn't send them no message tonight, honey. I'm going to give a big shout-out to my 48 listeners. My 48 users in the chat room that's definitely online right now. I definitely want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's on the phone lines, and you're definitely listening in, honey. Hey, daughter. I definitely want to give a big shout-out to everybody that has been here with us for the last 8 months of us doing the show. I definitely do got to give you a big shout-out because... regardless to what y'all think or regardless of what people think about the show, baby, Blog Talk loves the show. We are the most downloaded show on Blog Talk the next day. So I definitely want to definitely give y'all out there a big shout out and a big congratulations because without y'all listening to us on the air Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday, we would not be here. So, bitch, give yourselves a big round of applause, bitch. How y'all doing? Yes. Yes, it's gonna be so bad, honey. Yes, honey. Oh, I definitely do gotta give a big shout out to Miss Stephanie Milan, Miss Thang. She sat on that table all night, Miss Thang, like the Milan centerpiece, Miss Thang, on that table, sitting in that silver motherfucking dress, bitch, and those motherfucking silver heels, bitch. I did not know, bitch. I'm going to tell you, I was sitting in the back at the ball before I went over to the tables areas, and I did not know, well, this is at the extravaganza ball I'm talking about, I did not know
what celebrity was over there by this table, bitch, for all the camera crews and everybody that had all the, was taking all the pictures, bitch, it was just motherfucking, the paparazzi was in the fucking building. So when I finally did get over to the fucking area, honey, it was motherfucking legendary mother, overall mother, Stephanie motherfucking Milan, sitting on the motherfucking table at the motherfucking ball, bitch, sitting on the motherfucking toe, sat on the table all night as the motherfucking Milan centerpiece, looking motherfucking fabulous. Work, Miss motherfucking Stephanie. The paparazzi
Stephanie,
are going.
Stephanie was sitting
yeah,
like
Ms.
that.
Miss Stephanie was sitting so fierce, Andre. You would have thought the way the camera people was there and the photographers that was there that was definitely taking pictures, you would have thought that Miss motherfucking Beyonce came in the building and she sat up on top of that motherfucking table. Miss Stephanie sat up on top of that table.
Let me tell you why I think she was sitting like that. If you remember years ago, Stephanie was an extravaganza. From Extrava, she went to Milan. So you know she probably said, bitch, I have to be eating it once I come in this building to let them know, bitch, I am still a fab girl.
Yes. It was definitely sitting. But, okay, hold on. I'm sending out my little IMs to the girls because I'm gagging, honey. I'm sending out my IMs to the girls to let them know that we on the air, honey. You good. Chill. Yeah. And all the girls want to know what happened at the ball, because you know I read down at the ball, honey. And so all the girls want to know exactly what happened, honey. Oh, and hold on. And to my sister Jasmine, Miss Day. You know, I know you out there. I know you listening somewhere, Miss Day. You know that bitch that tried us, Miss Day. I ran she about the building last night, Miss Day. I forgot to tell y'all, I ran she about the building. I was going to get her, Miss Day. I was going to get her last night. She fleeced before the function was over, Miss Day. How you doing? Honey. Miss Milan. Honey. Baby. Yes. But, hold on, honey. I got two more groups to send this message out to let the girls know that the show is on, honey, because I know the girls be gagging when I don't send out notes and stuff for the show, honey. So I had to send out my message blast to let the girls know that we are definitely on the air, honey, so to call in, honey. This is a mess, honey. But, oh, yeah, my last group. Okay, I'm done. I'm at my last group. But, baby, this is, like, you can't take anything from, my fucking computer just froze, but you can't take anything from the House of Extravaganza and what they do, because the venue was definitely, it was definitely a fab place. It looked totally different. It looked totally different from when the Allures had their ball there. It looked totally different. They had a runway in there. They definitely did have a red carpet going down the runway with Extravaganza on the red carpet and glitter. They had this big, nasty motherfucking, like centerpiece in the back that was holding their fucking trophies up. It looked like something that Gio, the one that walks Bazaar, made that held their trophies up. It was definitely a nasty thing that they were sending up. But now to the butt. I don't understand, right, bitch, and this is my problem, bitch. I respect everybody that came. All the IMs, please stop with all the IMs. I cannot answer any IMs right now, so please stop with the IMs. I respect everybody that definitely did come before me. But at a certain point in time, like, I can see Andre, I can see, like, even though me and Stuart go to things, Stuart, girls like that. But these motherfucking antique, porcelain motherfucking nasty-ass motherfucking queens, bitch, that don't come to our motherfucking ball, bitch, that you don't see them, bitch. You haven't seen them. I haven't seen them since back in the late 90s when I first started coming out, Miss Thing. You dust these old antique, porcelain motherfucking nasty faggots off and bring these bitches to want to sit up here on these motherfucking judges panel that don't know what the fuck is going on, Miss Thing. We are not in motherfucking 1987, bitch. We is not in 1999, bitch. And you bring these old porcelain motherfucking bitches out here to judge these motherfucking new kids, and they don't even know what the fuck is going on, and they will have the nerve to want to sit up here and motherfucking chop kids. It motherfucking works me, bitch, and the girls need to stop motherfucking doing that. It's no shade to any of them, bitch. Iconic, icon, legend, whatever, Miss Thing. If a bitch ain't been on in 6 motherfucking years, 12 years, bitch, the bitch don't know what the fuck is going on. Everything motherfucking evolves. Leave that antique porcelain bitch in her motherfucking glass case where the fuck she belongs, Miss Thing. Have her come, she can come to the ball, she can pump grandma, she can do whatever the fuck she wants. But have that old bitch sit down at the motherfucking table and get that bitch her gelatin and give that bitch a cocktail and have her sit down the rest of the night, bitch, because it motherfucking kills me, bitch. It really kills me, and it works me even more after that, Miss Thing. I have been in the house of Mizrahi, and we done had 3 balls since I've been a Mizrahi Givenchy, bitch. And when you make motherfucking categories for people, because all our categories that we ever made for people, it has something to do with somebody that was in our house. Is that correct, Andre? Am I correct?
You are correct.
Okay, when you make motherfucking categories that have something to do with people in your fucking house, you make the category the way the category for that person, how that person brings the category. How fucking dare these motherfuckers make a motherfucking category? Fem queen motherfucking realness wash motherfucking face when none of those motherfucking Scrabble motherfucking niggas have ever walked motherfucking wash motherfucking face, bitch, and they got the nerve to want to chop every motherfucking bitch that came the fuck out there, including me, bitch. I woke up, I don't wear makeup, bitch, unless I'm coming around the motherfucking fags, bitch. I walk 125th Street, motherfucking 6 o'clock shadow and everything, bitch, and get motherfucking missing. These bitches want the nerve, have the nerve to have wash face realness. What if any of those extravaganza bitches walk wash face realness, bitch? My fucking ass. It was a fucking mess. I read that nasty, old, despicable queen, honey, and I'm going to continue to read her ass, Miss Thing. The venue was fab. The people that was in the venue was fab, Miss Thing. It wasn't that many ballroom children in the motherfucking venue, but it was a cute function besides that late-ass motherfucking nasty category. How you doing?
Yes,
honey. And I told the girls that I was going to read that. I read at the ball, bitch. I'm reading right here on the show, bitch. It's nothing that's changed, bitch. The same thing I'm saying here is the same thing I said at the motherfucking ball, bitch. Okay? Yes. Okay, and for the listener in the chat room, Red, I was not the only one that got chopped. All 15 of the girls that came out got motherfucking chopped, bitch. So stop fucking trying it. I'm reading for all the girls, just not my motherfucking self. Okay, faggots? Okay, bitch, you got fucking nerve, bitch, honey. Yes, but Jack Boy was definitely really cute. Hey, Kim, I see Kim's in the chat room, honey. Yes, honey. Bitch, they even chopped my motherfucking Benji Kong girlfriend, Mr. Motherfucking Trisha Khan, Miss Thing. They was trying it, bitch. Those bitches don't walk motherfucking wash face motherfucking realness, bitch. Please. And they want to have wash face realness on their motherfucking category, bitch. Please, bitch. And then they had the nerve. Then you got a flyer that says one thing, and then it says something different on motherfucking Walk For Me Wednesday, bitch. A bitch ain't motherfucking see a flyer, bitch, and then they want to pull a flyer out to the girls at the motherfucking ball. Bitch, ain't nobody seen no motherfucking flyer for no fucking extravaganza ball, bitch. The flyer was on fucking Walk For Me Wednesday. The first time seeing a fucking flyer was at the motherfucking ball, bitch. The only person you see in the motherfucking house of extravaganza is motherfucking Hector, Lorena, and a couple of other motherfucking people, bitch. Please, man. My ass. Honey, please. Baby, my girlfriend had to run up on that motherfucking queen outside, Miss Thing, honey. That bitch was pressed. It wasn't me, bitch. No, you should have sat there at the motherfucking judges panel, bitch, because we was going to get you. How you doing? Yes. Pronounce it, Jack Boy. I definitely got, I don't know. And the girls need to call in, but those two new little con sex siren on bodies. These two, I think they twins or they brothers or something, Andre. When I say, how you doing? The cards was in the building with those boys, bitch. They won. I definitely got to give a big shout out to George Mizrahi. He won Senior Sex Siren. A big shout out to Amori Mizrahi for last night for winning Junior Sex Siren. Who else won? I definitely got to give a big shout out to my daughter, Michaela Mizrahi, for definitely winning drag's performance. Who else won a category last night? I don't know the Lord Child name that won Butch Queen Face. I definitely gotta give a big shout out to him for definitely winning Butch Queen Face last night at the ball. Monet for winning Butch Realness, Joel Mizrahi for Pretty Boy Realness, Trisha Khan for Femme Queen Realness. Christian Allure is the one that won the face. I definitely got to give a big shout out to him for winning that last night. Nobody walked Drags Realness last night. I don't know if anybody walked Trans Man Realness. Definitely got to give a big shout out to McCokes 007 for definitely winning Butch Queen Runway last night. Who else? Definitely Miss Kool-Aid. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to Miss Nicole once again. Definitely Miss Kool-Aid. Definitely give a shout-out to the Ninja Child that was on Miss Kool-Aid team. Definitely turned it the fuck out. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to Scooter for his team, Nicole for being on his team. Who else was on his team? Tim Princess for being on his team with his master's degree. How you doing? Who else? Derek. Who else was in the building? It was a lot of girls. It was a lot of children in the building, honey. I definitely got to give a shout-out to all the girls that was definitely in the building. I seen y'all in the building, honey. I just don't remember everybody's name, but I know you girls was in the building. Definitely to Hickaby and Tony and Rodney and all the girls that was definitely in the building, because y'all was definitely in the building. To Micey Khan, honey, y'all was definitely in the building. And to all the Khans that was in the building, it was just everything. Work. How y'all doing? Yes, but that was the tea. But if anybody want to call in and anybody wants, you know, you want to say something or whatever, honey, this is your time to shine, honey. It's the recap show. I gave you the winners. I gave you the losers. I gave you the chops. I just didn't give you my Banshee Cunt girlfriend from Baltimore that got chopped for sex siren by the iconic Tanae. But Miss Tanae was another one, Andre, that definitely don't need to be out judging anybody's ball, Miss Thing. Ridiculous, Miss Thing. When I'm talking about chopping these kids like less than right, Miss, she chopped 5 twisters back to back. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, no, honey, bitch. Like, certain people just don't need to be out on the motherfucking panel. Yes, honey. I definitely got to give a shout out to my grandson, Susan Khan. How you doing? Do we got any callers? Is anybody out there you want to call in and you want to chime in and miss things that I miss? Andre, where you at? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Does anybody definitely want to call in and definitely press 1 and chime in and, you know, give your opinion or say what you have to say, honey? This is a format for everybody to say what they have to say. 646-731. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What's going on, Kelly? How you doing? It's Lucky.
Who's this?
Lucky.
Hi, Lucky.
Hey, Cal. What's going on?
What's going on, Andre? That's Lucky.
What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's up, Lucky? How are you?
Nothing. I'm just, you know, I'm going to keep it brief. I'm just calling, you know, in response to what was brought up a few minutes ago as far as what happened at the Rumble Ball. First of all, that story that you just told, Andre, whatever you heard was completely wrong.
Okay.
I did not come to pull Keanu off the panel. I have much more respect than that. That's my godmother before she is my house mother.
Okay.
So I would not do that. You know what I'm saying? I was raised differently like that. I would never do something like that. I have a lot of respect for Keanu. Without getting into too much detail, because I already spoke to my house members about this, and I don't want to, you know, get into any detail with the situation, I'm just going to put it like this. The situation was blown out of proportion by surrounding people. I was not running up to the panel asking every 2 minutes, when can I get on, when can I get on. I was actually in one spot pretty much the whole ball, and Kelly can vouch for that because I was sitting next to Kelly. Right, Kelly?
Yes.
See? So, like I said, that situation was blown out of proportion. Again, it was a very big misunderstanding between, you know, Kiana and I, but it was not given all of that. I did not come to the anchor off the panel. Yes, we were supposed to be switching at a certain point, and we did, but after we switched, it was another misunderstanding. And like I said, the surrounding individuals in the area made it bigger than what it was. So that's all I really want to say, just to clear the air about that.
And I thank you for calling in. And the way I hope I said it in a way where you know it didn't come from me, it's just what I heard. And I just wanted to, for you or, you know, a member to get on here to tell the truth, because that didn't sound like you, but I just wanted to bring it up because that was completely wrong.
No, definitely. I mean, I understand, and, like, you know, I respect you for your opinion, and definitely, it, like, just the way you, you know, I did kind of feel some type of way about how you said it, because it was like, I know you didn't know really know the whole story. So, I mean, you was going off of based off of what you heard. So, like,
yeah.
You know, you was like, oh, fuck that. How could he do that and all that? But, I mean, I understand, you know, because if I was you, I would probably say
the same. And then at the end of it, I hope you heard, if you didn't say this, I apologize, but this is what I heard. So I just definitely wanted to bring it up because I did say that too.
Yeah, no, I feel you, though. But, yeah, like I said, it didn't go down like that. Again, the situation was blown out of proportion. I don't want to get into too many detail because, like, you know, that is my godmother. I don't want to, you know, make anybody look bad. But, again, it was blown out of proportion, and that is not how it happened.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, and thank you for calling, Lucky.
No problem.
Lucky.
Yes, yes.
Somebody in the chat room said, do you feel pressed to judge a Rumble? Somebody in the chat room asked me.
I'm never pressed to judge a bull. Not at all.
Okay.
It's not that serious to me.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, have a good night now.
You do the same.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Lucky for definitely calling in.
Pampers said hello to everybody on the show. Pampers, Malone.
Pampers. Sorry. Mike Icon from Philly won Realness with a Twist. He won Realness with a Twist this weekend. 443-929. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 443-929. You're on the air. Hello? Honey. Okay, switch one. Next caller. Bitch. Oh, my God. Honey. Yes. Yes, we was. Yes, yes. Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Kelly, okay. Fighter is a funny fucker.
Okay, I guess not, private caller. Just the private caller didn't want to talk, honey. I don't know why he wanted to talk. Hi, Spider. How you doing? Kurt, you need to stop being nosy, honey. Yes, I was, honey. We was up in here partying down. But you was up, you was going to see your client upstairs, honey, because we partied down. We partied until 11 o'clock Sunday morning. How you doing, bitch? I had an after party and everything. Yes. Private caller, but if you on the line, honey, if the girls is on the line, honey, and I know with some girls out, some girls is at the Rumbles, and the girls is here and there, honey, definitely call in 917-693. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 917-693. You're on the air. Hello? Oh, my God, what is going on with these callers? Honey. Mm-mm. Oh, hello?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
For me?
Yeah, somebody in the chat room. Okay, what you call it? Somebody in the chat room said they want to vote for the 10,000.
They have to call my phone number, 404-914-4449.
Okay, you have the number.
Gracious. Yeah.
I don't know where the girls at. Now, you know what I gag at? That, you know, when I be at the functions, I be at the function, and after the function is over, and then the girls come up to me, and you know, and we be talking and everything. The girls, everybody be saying, oh, I'm calling in on Monday, and I'm going to read down, and I'm going to this, and I'm going to that, and I'm going to this, and I'm going to that. And then nobody calls in.
They might be hot.
Yes, 718-299. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, what's going on?
Nothing, Miss Honey. How you doing? I'm doing fine, sir. My name is Scotty Khan.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give a shout out to my house brother Cameron Khan. He was like the last one that battled I think Antoine Allure. At the end,
okay.
I believe, yeah.
Shout out Cameron Khan.
Mm-hmm. And the two new body cons that work for muscle model and, I guess, some other muscle category. I wasn't there, but I heard, you know, what happened and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's about it. He did really good or whatever. That's it. And big ups to Kelly and Ms. Rahi. How you doing?
How you doing? Thank you for calling in, baby. Yes. Next caller. Oh, I see we got a new chat room guest, honey. How you doing, Jamik, for being in the chat room? 678-830. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What's up?
What's going on?
How you doing, Miss Kelly? Hey, Andre.
I'm doing fine. How you doing? Who this?
You don't know who this is, Andre?
This is Kelly.
How you doing, Kelly? This is
Norman Price. What's going on?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just chilling.
Yeah, that's what's up and stuff.
Bitch, stop, bitch.
Oh, I'm just calling in to give out a shout out and stuff like that.
Okay, thank you, Big Nose, for calling in.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Okay, next caller. How you doing? Baby. Mm-hmm. Yes, honey. Baby. 678-935. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing? Excuse me, 917-935. You're on the 6. Jahara, how you doing?
Hi, Kelly. What's going on, Andre?
I miss my sister Jasmine so bad behind the switchboard. Thanks, she is doing fucking shows, Miss Thanks. She give me 617, then hit me with 917, then hit me with 617. Miss Ebony, get it together, honey. Get it together. Jasmine, we need you. Honey.
I have never had so many phone numbers in my whole life. Kelly, you cannot discuss the recap of the extravaganza ball without discussing the Femme Queen triple threat drama that occurred.
Oh yes, I forgot all about that. Yes. Thank you, Jahara, for definitely reminding me about that. That was another thing that was so tired and fucking tacky of the extravaganza Femme Queen Giselle, or Jahara. Her name is Jahara Extravaganza. So
yes.
Tacky. Miss Trace comes out there and walks in. I know Miss Trace is going to win, Miss Thing. And this bitch is sitting behind the judges' panel telling the judges all this motherfucking shit. Miss Trace is a sex change, Miss Thing. And Miss Trace is not going to win the motherfucking cat. So they gives it to Miss motherfucking, Legacy, because Miss Trace is a motherfucking sex change, bitch.
Well, no, let me break it down a little further for you, because there's a lot of people who probably don't understand. Actually, both Naomi, Mother Legacy, and Trace Milan are new women. They're sex changes. The issue is Naomi Legacy had won the category. She won Tirando la Cosa, or Femme Queen Triple Threat, or whatever the case may be. And then Jahira stands up and says both of them are sex changes, so they can't walk. It's a female figure category, not for sex changes. Which I personally believe would never have happened had Trace been the one to win it. You have to remember, Naomi used to be an extravaganza. So the way I'm taking it is Jahira, la otra, the other Jahira, didn't want to give Miss Naomi her money.
Yeah, that's just like fierce mistake. I really gagged at that, bitch. When new women have been walking balls for fucking years, it's fucking ridiculous, that bitch. And for her to say that mistake, bitch, and for Jahara to even say that mistake, as she walks Femme Queen motherfucking realness, bitch, and she's a sex change her fucking self, bitch. How fucking dare her?
And for the record, we're talking about the other Jahira, not me. I'm the one that actually walks balls.
Honey, yes, bitch, fucking up, Miss Thing, a mess, Miss Thing. Another sex change is going to come out there and tell the sex change they not getting the cash because it's a category for femme queens, Miss Thing. Bitch, you want femme queen real on this, bitch, and you're a sex change, bitch. How dare you? Thank you for reminding me about that, Jahira.
No problem.
Okay, how you doing? That's Jahira from BK, honey. How you doing? Yes. Next caller, Miss Ebony, honey. Get it together, girl. Get it together. Honey, get the numbers together. Yes, honey. Where's my sister at, Miss Nicole, Miss Thing? I want her to call in because I know she got a couple of choice things to say, Miss Thing, because she voked out. 347-426. You are the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly. Hi, Andre.
What's going on?
Kelly, I didn't go to the ball. I just wanted you to recap. You said washed up face. What does that mean?
No, wash face. Wash face realness. They wanted you to be wash face like you just came out the shower. Wash face realness. That's what it said on the actual flyer. But on Walk For Me Wednesday, it didn't say that on Walk For Me Wednesday. On Walk For Me Wednesday, it said in the name of Lorena Extravaganza.
Okay, but Kelly, what extravaganza wears non-paint? They all paint.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying.
One of them, they all paint their faces.
That's what I'm saying. How are you going to make a category in the name of Lorena Extravaganza, and she never walks wash face realness?
Well, Kelly, you need to tell one of the Stravets, or some Stravets need to come on to clarify that. How are you going to give a fucking category when your own house members only have that, serve in that category? You should have one of them call and clarify that, because I think that's fucking fierce.
Yeah, well, maybe one of them will call in, honey. I don't know. Honey, maybe one of them will call in. We don't know, honey. Maybe. So, Estravas, can we please, I know someone's out there listening that speaks to extravaganza, mistake. Get one of the extravaganzas to definitely call in and clarify this category for us, honey. Because I want to know how you're going to make a category and your own girls don't even walk like that. Okay? Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. Next caller, please. Honey. Yes, honey. Yes. How you doing? I waited for the next caller to definitely call in. Honey. 917-337, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Grant?
What's going on?
You know who this is?
Yes, I do. Happy birthday.
No, wrong person. This is Susan.
Oh, wrong person. Sorry. How you doing, Susan? What's
up? Well, nothing much. I'm just sitting here listening to the show. I just want to make a few comments. I didn't make it to the Rumble Ball, but I want to, you know, congratulate all of my house members that graced the floor and those that won, and also give a shout out to Diego for his new position. I wish him the best, and I know he will do the best job that he is capable of doing. But I was at the Extravaganza Ball. I had a really great time. I wanted to compliment you on your look, Kelly. I thought you looked amazing. You were very awesome.
Thank you.
You look very pretty, and I liked how the way you put your whole effect together. I had a really good time. My only gripe with the ball was the floor. That damn floor had all this fucking glitter on it. And when I finished bogey, I left out that goddamn place looking like a damn go-go dancer. But other than that, I really enjoyed myself. I wish more of the ballroom community would have been able to come out. But, you know, that it is what it is. But anyway, love you guys. Hey, Andre. You all have a great night.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Yes. Next caller. It would have been cute, honey. It would have been cute, honey. Yes, it would have been. Give me 347-259. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing, legend?
Hi, sister.
What's tea?
Lovely. Hi, Andre.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Where's the Quato? yeah, we're going to talk later, honey.
Congratulations, girl.
Thank you, honey. I just want to just give a shout-out to my team, especially, like, doing it at the last minute for, like, 3 hours. Mike, Jedi Ninja, Kevin Milan, Lucky, go song for this is your second time competing the old way and won twice. I'd like to give a shout-out to myself. I like to give a shout out to Mike Q for doing the production for me, you know, doing it as a favor. I like to give a shout out to my, to the black and white team for doing their thing too, because, you know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have had one. So, you know, I have to give a shout out to them. I like to give a shout out to my two new sons that have worked Sex Siren and, I walked the body category and my out-of-state cons and things of that nature. Keep your heads up. I'm very proud of y'all. So I didn't get a chance to, you know, see y'all do your thing because y'all know I was hiding. Well, what's going on, y'all?
Nothing much. Just sitting up here just chilling on EV in the Banshee cons.
You know, it's kind of like the building.
I'm feeling like the Benji Conch, honey, recapping that all that shit that happened on Saturday, honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it had some good parts in there, though.
Yeah, it had his ups and it had his downs. But, baby, the downs was motherfucker. Well, my up was up. But the other ups, the other downs, it was down.
But I think, I mean, this is my opinion. I mean, I think you can give a category just because you don't walk that category. You can give it.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
so?
Cool, right? I can see if you, I don't have a problem with anybody doing whatever they want to do at their ball. But, right, when you take and you put a category out there, you don't put in the name of somebody if that person does not do that.
Right. That's where the discrepancy
came at with the whole category.
Like, very this. In the name of Andre Mizrahi New Way, I want you to stretch, and more stretch.
Like, bitch, Andre don't stretch like that, so bitch.
Okay. You be like, well, girl, what's wrong with that? That don't sound right, bitch.
That's a fool. I can't give a shout out to them. Oh, but yes, I'd like to give a shout out to all the LA crew. I will definitely be up there this weekend getting ready for the awards ball. I hope everybody come and support it. And Andre, are you going to LA?
How you doing? I'll be there perched.
Yeah, bitch. You said you're gonna be there perched. Yeah, you call me bitch. you better miss your fucking category because that's the only way I'm gonna forgive you, bitch.
I better miss my category.
You better miss that fucking category. You ain't even hear the production, bitch. You gotta cut. You know I got your intro on my production.
Yeah, I know. I heard, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. I was mad with you, though. So I ain't gonna lie. I really was tight with you.
I know you was, girl, because I was mad, too. We both was
bitch.
Mad.
Ooh, bitch. I was ready to cut your mother out, bitch. I was ready to go in. I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna tell you what I was gonna do. I was gonna get a big poster of you and Kinko's, bitch, and I was gonna have Lucky whip that shit. I was mad, girl. I was mad.
Sister, the girls,
yes.
The girls are mad, honey. The girls are mad.
Care.
No, listen, not about the old way team. The girls, somebody just hit me up, and they said, what the fuck? Can you please ask Miss Selvin what's the tea with her body children? My girlfriend tried to talk to one of them and holler at them, and they said they were straight.
Because they don't like certain people.
Oh. Okay, well, y'all have your answer, honey.
So whoever that child was, that child probably didn't like you. But, no, I had to do something, and I'm going to keep it real. I had to do some investigation on that, too, because, I play by the rules, and I really had, like, you know. But, no, the child is gay. He's just, like, finding himself. The child is still new, even in the ballroom scene. And, yes, if anybody want to know, yes, they are real brothers. Everybody was going around saying, are they twins, this and another? No, they are real brothers. I make sure that my son will kiss someone in the audience if they are feeling that person. So that could just break the ice.
Okay, honey.
Yeah, but he only tells certain people that he's straight because he don't like certain, you know, and
well,
the way how they be coming up and approaching them.
Is it Butch Queen Tease or is it Titty Tease?
Put it like this, when he come out, you'll see who he will kiss.
Oh, well, baby.
It will not be a card, just in case if anybody is giving all that.
Yeah, and it will not be a card. The next time they come out, they're going to tongue the overall East Coast mother down, bitch. How you doing?
You're stupid, bitch.
How you doing, bitch? They're going to tongue me in the name, bitch, honey. Oh, what? I got my confirmation, my bitch. You got to hit me up with the confirmation. It's odd, bitch. It's odd, honey. How you doing, honey? Bitch, how the fuck you doing, honey? Oh, my God. I got to go get me a new dress, bitch. It's odd, honey.
Now, sister, what was you going through last night with Dominique?
Miss Thing, because she was feeling it, Miss Thing, and I wasn't even directing my comment towards her, Miss Thing. My comment wasn't directed towards her. My comment was directed towards the judges, Miss Thing, and she want to call me on the floor, Miss Thing, like, girl, like she ever
wanted to. No, because she thought it was. She thought it was towards her.
My comment wasn't towards her. My comment was towards the judges that was up there, Miss Thing, that was being very shady and that was not doing what they was doing, Miss Thing, and it was all about being a motherfucking girlfriend panel. My comment was not towards Dominique. It was towards the judges. And for him to do what he did, that's what made me upset, and I was already ticked off at those motherfucking judges already.
Oh, yeah, but you already know Dominique's off crimp out of line. But, yeah, she really thought that was towards her. You know, you didn't bring it down, you know. You didn't, like judges, you know, when you just went up, you just took off. Because I ain't going to lie, but I was going to be talking about her, too, because I was like, well, where did that come from?
I was over the money, because it was just like, you know what gets, this is what works me, right? This is what works me. If you already know when you are sitting up there on the judges panel, if you're going to pick your girlfriend or you already see when they battle, when they pair two people up, you already know who you're going to. Most of these judges already know who they're going to pick, regardless of what the fuck the girls do, bitch. Why only pay attention to that bitch that you're going to pick and you don't pay attention to nobody else? And when I be at these balls, bitch, and I don't be judging, that's when I sit up there and I watch. And these fucking judges do not be paying attention to these other motherfucking kids. They pay attention to that bitch that they gonna pick, and that's unmotherfucking fear. A bitch got one motherfucking time for me to be sitting on the sideline, bitch, and see them not pay attention to my motherfucking child, bitch, and be paying attention to another motherfucking bitch, and they going to see motherfucking Kelly, bitch, because I'm going to get them and I'm going to read the fuck out of them. How the fuck you know what my child was doing and you picked this other bitch if you never paid attention to my motherfucking child, and I'm gonna light their motherfucking ass the fuck up.
Miss Kelly, I can honestly say that you are really doing your mother duties, bitch. And this is before you came over East Coast. You really, that you don't be playing.
Honey, please. But that was it, honey. You know, I'm just, you know, honey, please.
And I want to give a shout out to Miss Jennifer for her little performance last night. She came for the party, honey. And so, like, all the people that got, you know, just some as vampires for Jack.
Yes, the girls were definitely vampires.
Nicole, hold on.
We got another caller. Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about what Andre said earlier.
Yes.
About Kiana and Lucky. Andre, what you said, I think you was right. What you said, I was standing right there and I viewed the whole incident. Lucky was right, too, on his behalf when he said that the people surrounding him, they, I guess, hyped the situation up, and I figured they hyped it up only because they probably was gagging that Lucky was coming over with overall mother, asking her, you know, to get off the paper. So the people, the other judges were just surprised that, you know, that was going on at that time. But honestly, whoever told you that story, they told you the right story, because that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
Okay. We're not gonna dwell on that topic.
But no, I am of this in the chat room. Yes, legendary overall East Coast mother Kelly Mizrahi. You got it right, honey. Okay, how you doing? I paved the way, bitch, honey. I was the first, and now we got our second one. How you doing? Hey, Marquise, how you doing? Yes. Okay, switchboard, do we got another caller, honey? Yes. 267-549. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing? Ms. Kelly, I just want to say you were sitting on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
And Miss Stephanie Milan, that bitch is a key to the motherfucking key. But she was sitting like Mona Lisa on that motherfucking table.
Yes, she was. She was definitely sitting.
But did you see the part where she leaned back and kicked her feet up like she was falling out?
Yes, I was gagging. They was taking pictures of her down and say she was posing and doing all types of moves and everything, bitch. She's like, honey, she stole the spot. It's no shame, Miss Thing. She stole the spotlight, Miss Thing, from Miss Carmen, Miss Thing. They took more pictures of her than they took of Miss Carmen.
Exactly. But Selvin, you ate it last night at the Rumble Ball.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I tried my best, child. Be practicing in my sister's living room, honey. It wasn't enough faith. But, oh, I have to give a shout-out to Stanley Milan for putting his 2% in with my production. I have to give him a shout-out because he just added, like, a little piece in there. So I have to give him a shout-out. And I definitely have to give a shout-out to my auntie, Miss Tony, honey, Milan, bitch, for her cute little outfit she had. But I got my life off of that, honey. Yes. Hey,
718-342. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Carla?
Mira. I'm sorry. Hi, what's going on? Just listening.
No, you're not just listening. Where was you at?
I'm gonna say I don't do Rosa Park balls.
You don't do what?
I don't do Rosa Park balls.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you got a lot going on in your background. Who all over there partying with you?
Hello?
I don't do Rosa Park functions.
Oh, you don't do Rosa Park functions.
So they gotta put me in the back of the bus, bitch, because I'm black.
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you that, sweetie. I know the key.
Oh, mistake. I'm going to fuck you up, mistake.
I know the key about them, darling.
Mistake, at the back of the bus, mistake.
Okay, I know the key, darling. You're not telling me everybody's standing around and being cute. Miss Hector and a few other ones, but Miss Angie and all the rest of them, God bless the dead, darling, regardless of what the case might be, bitch, they couldn't stand niggas, so what the hell?
Oh?
And they would say it.
Bitch.
Okay, so, and if you don't like what I motherfucking said, they know my name. It's Miss Cabbage. I said it. At one time, until David went to that house, a lot of them didn't even appreciate nor did like niggas. Okay? So I don't even know what you're talking about. Y'all ran to that struggle like it was going to be something different, bitch. I remember the times when they would have no problems calling you a nigga to your motherfucking face. Bitch, it would not be Miss Cabbage.
Mm-mm.
No,
how you doing?
No, sir. No, sir. Y'all play that game.
I went out to show face because, you know, it was they ball and I was mother. And so, I went to go show face. I was gagging.
I got a Hallmark card. I don't write for Hallmark. No.
Oh, hold on, Cabbage. You stay right there with us, honey. 347-577. You on the air of the recap show. How you doing?
I'm going to sit up, but what I am going to do is you're going to need to have this show for the next 45 minutes longer, because what we've been talking about and what they're going off on, let's go back. I'm going to start before I go off these disrespectful motherfuckers. That's what I have to say to them judges, but I mean, calm down the car. Andre, you were right. That was not nice. That's not what you do. You don't touch her. You don't jump up in her face. You don't do that to no house mother. And I like him. I think he's cute. How about it? But that's not right. You don't do that. And if that is what was done, and for me speaking to her personally, she's telling me and bending to me, that's not what you do. That's not what you do. It was in the middle of a category that I was walking. One. Now she had to stop when she seen the category from the beginning. She had to come off the category right after Lucky. I think it probably was before I battled and him and Derek battled. However, it's right. She had to come off this panel, and she didn't even get to see what went on. What she was there was when it all started. So they switched the panel. That was going on.
Nicole, hold on, Nicole. You got to speak up because they can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was going on a lot about the switching of the panel. Kelly? Yes, now you. Andre, you're so right. Ain't no listening. I don't hear no bullshit. They phony, Cabbage. So it all happened. Yes, the fuck it did. I'm tired of everybody playing game in these names. No, this is what happened. I was begging me not to come up. No, this is what happened. That happened. Kelly, what you said about them judges sitting up there not paying attention,
cabbage picking the color, I do mean, of their skin, not saying anything, looking, let's start with Paris, London, Great Britain, wherever the fuck he's from, wherever. I don't know why he was on that panel. Now I'm going to go, and Dexter, I like Dexter. Not that night. He was very rude, and I didn't understand what the fuck was he doing on that panel. Over there down near Toronto, I never understood what he was doing on this panel with his personal vendettas. Okay? It was a big...
Oh, hold on, Nicole. I gotta stop you, Nicole, because Ryu did pick you, so I gotta stop you on that one. He did pick you.
Kelly, there's no host boss, sis. No. She could pick me. Right is right and wrong is wrong. She could have picked me and picked somebody else that didn't pick somebody else, and it was wrong.
Hold on. Are you on your cell phone or your house phone?
No, I'm on my house phone.
Because the girls and because I just picked.
So low. Hold on, let me change it.
Yeah, because they can't. Nobody can't hear you.
Fucking bullshit. Can you hear me now?
Can y'all hear her now?
Yeah, right, fortunately.
Kelly, send my number over to them and you call me.
Oh wait, hold on. Okay, you okay? Go ahead.
I'm okay.
No, hold on. Let me. You on your cell phone? You said, or you
no,
on your house phone?
I'm on my house phone. Call my house phone.
Okay, hold on. I'm calling. We're sending your number over right now. Hold on.
Cause I'm not going to that struggle function. Like, y'all girls ain't learned y'all lesson yet.
Hold on. I just sent it over. Hold on.
Extra. I'm for the Panamanians. I have no problem with the Spanish girls or the black girls or whatever. But I'm not getting on the back of no more bus.
Hold on. We calling you are with the Swiss school.
She gonna tell
her sex change,
but she gonna tell
her
sex change
can't
win.
Yeah, I caught my cell phone, but do I sound loud? Hello?
Hey,
I said
you
caught my
better.
Cell phone. I'm much better.
Well, go ahead.
What you went, well, back said, if you didn't, anybody that didn't hear me, I'm going to go back and say it again. I said it 1,000 times today. I don't give a fuck. Andre was right when he made the statement about what you heard. With Kiana being pulled, that is very disrespectful. Beverly, Cabbage, you don't do that. That is the overall, not a chapter mother, but the overall of her house. Her child could have sat in the background. That's what she could have done. Hold on, this is across the hall. I gotta pick this up. Ashley, I'm gonna call you right back. He could have waited. Sat down. He could have sat his ass on down. Because by them switching the panel, it kept making the panel looking of a fool. It was a mess. I like the way Lucky balls. I think he turns it completely out. Big up to him. Big up to Scooter and my whole entire team. I big up all that. Like Mother said, big up to myself with all this body and tits with no respect coming from any of the bushmen. Oh, you turned it. The same thing they did last time, Cabot said that. You ate it up. No, the fuck I didn't. Selvin ate it. She got the money. I voted and carried all up and down there. I brought that building down. I'm confident. I brought it down. And it was over to be there. Standing with my teacher, not knowing it was going to even go that way, but I'm not too much into that because I've never into been in, if I didn't win, if I didn't. I'm into the respect factor of the Bulls. They have no respect and they have no appreciation for these fem queens. Them butch queens, they don't bring you a glass of water. They don't pick you up. They don't do nothing but read you and call you men. They have no, I feel so unappreciated. I got more body than a little bit. I had to wait there while I had to get in a cab. Okay, I don't have money. I'm welfare. What are you talking about? I don't prostitute like that. I have a baby. I had to get in a cab because I'm unfit. I was supposed to be home. But I'm there voguing my dear life out, and you feel no appreciation. It's just not the way it is. Before it's gone. They have no respect for the fem queens. Kelly, you're right. The judges was a mess, both sectors. They said, Tanae chopped everybody. Chop. She chopped everybody. The other ones, Paris, she didn't even look at Derek. She paid it. Everybody moved according to everybody else. Where was your own personality, your own being, your own person. It's no fun. I can't, I'm remembering the part, how sore I am, but I can't get no really amptness from it because I do not feel appreciated, and I've been walking longer than a lot of them that I walk, I won over. The fact that I won over them, the fact that I lost a cell, did that look like a big surprise to anybody on this phone? Absolutely not. So it didn't, something, I really gagged. And now that's why I went up about Christina and Andre, what they did to Kiana. No, 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 no. And I want to tell all of you Butch Queens and anybody else this. If you ever want it, and if you ever want to meet a femme queen that will give you something for your mind, your body, and your soul, dig your grandmother up out her grave, come to me. I promise. I'll give you everything you need. I do not like the disrespect. I feel like it's horrible. The judges up there, the Jack Gay Palace, her life. She said it's her time. It's been her time. She just didn't know it yet. Oh, I don't understand them. I'm over it. I think it was horrible. And it's like I said, it's not the battle because it was gagged. That Selvin team ate it so fiercely for the thing. And I was the one left with her when it wasn't supposed to go like that. And Kelly did say that Tiffany, I gagged. It wasn't supposed to go like that, but it went in. I felt good, but there was it's no appreciation. Everything about the way everything is orchestrated. You throw anybody on a panel because they come on Blog Talk Radio? Oh, is that easy? I didn't know that, Andre. I don't know how long it took for you to stand in the same facility to have a conversation with me when I was a boy. It's just that easy. Travis, I don't know when we could have looked at you and said anything without having being scarred for life.
Andre,
you taking off your clothes?
I don't know where Andre's at, Nicole. Andre has, it's me, you, and Cabbage. Andre's been gone for the last 30 minutes.
He skips it. He hits it out of here. It was very disrespectful. I don't like it. Now it takes me to the point is, what about these female figures, Kelly? Now I'm on that bandwagon. And I never felt like
this
that because I am.
What I'm going to do on Thursday. On Wednesday night, we're going to take and our positive show is going to be the lack of respect from the children in the scene and the Butch Queens in the scene towards the femme queens of our days.
Believe it or not, I was on Kai Balenciaga's show right before I signed into yours, right when it was finished. They had a nice, healthy segment about how the Butch Queens are so, how femme queens are so not respected the way they're supposed to be. At one time, Kelly, and I swear to God to you, femme queens were treated like...
My God.
They were treated like... You
know, oh, baby, I remember back in the days, bitch, if a Butch Queen even... uttered a word. And I was a motherfucking one. I was a Butch Queen, Miss Saint. If a Butch Queen even uttered the word or he was going to do or say anything to a femme queen, bitch, half of the motherfucking ballroom Butch Queens whooped his motherfucking ass. He knew not to say anything.
Well, bigger than that.
We're not gonna dwell on that, but we're going to save that. We're going to save that for Wednesday. But, Switchboard, can we take some callers? Because people are hitting me up, and they're saying they want to get in because they have something to say. Honey, so please, let's take some callers. 336-456. You are the air of the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing? What's going on?
Nothing much. Just Lawrence. I'm just listening, really. I don't really got too much to say. Oh, you know what? No. You know what? I'm going to turn the leaf. But I'll just say this. Kiana's my mother, and I'll leave it at that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for calling in, Lawrence. Next caller.
Oh, she gonna wait y'all
up. Okay, next caller, please.
Who's Kiana?
No, please leave it alone, because you're going to make Lawrence call back in. Next caller, Arnie. Maybe. Oh, okay. For those people that were hitting me up and saying that you wanted to talk and you wanted to... get on the line. You have to press 1. We cannot see your number. Please definitely press 1, and we'll definitely bring your numbers up on the air because we can't see your numbers if you don't press 1, honey. And the girls are already hitting me up on my cell phone,
and they're saying they're going to be around Wednesday because that's a great topic that we're having on Wednesday. So I know the girls are definitely going to be around. But go ahead, Nicole, finish. You and Cabbage Kid. Oh, wait, hold on. I've got a type. Type is coming across. 516-284-280. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What's up?
What's going on?
Well, I'm calling in because this is Dexter. I'm calling in because, you know what I'm saying, y'all ain't saying nobody names. Y'all are saying judges.
So no, I said you. I did say you. I want you to know I was very upset with you. And even when you picked me with Lucky, I still was upset because watching you under the table, Dexter, my opinion, and we are both an adult, and I hope we can argue to disagree, but I felt like you was paying it, mind you, in a lot of situations that I thought that you would have been like, oh, like, And it was like you were so, it was like you knew your answer before it all started.
No, that's not true at all. First of all, this is how I am, okay? I pay attention, all right? And I picked over you that first time because I felt that the other child served you, all right? And then I picked you because you served the other child. It's not going to be, oh, because I know Nicole.
Let me explain something to you. Wait. I wasn't arguing about me because, see, to be fact and honest, I don't know when you picked me, but whoever served me, I served all of them and I won. So why would I be on the phone arguing about? I'm talking about your judging overall. See, so I'm not taking it personal like you did attack me. No. I'm talking about what I see overall. And this is what I see on my face. Go get your DVD and look at yourself, and then maybe you'll see. You just seem like you knew the answer before it all started. And that's my personal opinion.
Okay, well, that's your opinion
respect.
On that. You know what I'm saying? But listen to this. I don't get 10% or nothing off of whoever with that cash. And it's no shade. Cabbage.
Yeah.
And listen, hold up. When she came out there for Oway and she lost, did you see me go berserk? No, I didn't. Did you see me snatch a mic and go crazy? No, I didn't. Fair is fair. I'm one of the most fairest persons in the motherfucking scene. And I became one of the nicest people in the scene so far. You see what I'm saying? I'm not with that girlfriend shit. I'm not with that, okay, I don't see her and this and that. I'm not with it because you a femme queen and I don't see you. No, I don't rock like that. Dexter, do not rock like that. That's maybe your opinion. Now, if you're looking at it, say what you want to say. Say you believe a lot of the girls.
I'm not a person like that, so please let's not talk to me like that, because I'm not a person like that. I'm telling you how I felt. Now, if you choose to sit and you want to take it any different way, we can do that. But I'm not doing none of that. No, I said it. You're judging overall, not just the old way. Whatever I think when I was watching you, that's I was gagging, like, he looked like he don't know what's going on. Now, Oway, when it came into Oway and the way you were picking and going in it, that's when it was confirmated for me. He must know the answer before it all already gets started. And that's me watching you under the table on the floor. Same thing like I felt about Paris. When James came up there, Dexter, I am not the only one that feels this way. I'm just the only one that said it.
Oh, well, you know what? See, it was nothing like that. And we're not even going to get into tapes and looking back on tapes and this and that and so on and so forth, because that is so petty and so beneath me right now. But it's no shade towards you. You served the battle in my eyesight, and the other person served you in my eyesight. And it's no shade towards you, Nicole, at all.
No, and it's none taken. It's none taken. Now, I couldn't take anything from the results. You're right. And if that's what you feel, but that's the way I feel, Dexter, and that's what I want. And I'm not you anybody or anybody as God above. I tell it. I can't be phony. I'm not going to say, well, this person did this, and this one. I'm not going to do that. I got to say exactly so you can come and you can address me or however you want to handle it with me. But I have to tell you how I feel because I don't believe in smiling in your face and kissing you on your cheek and having a problem.
Nicole, but let me ask you a question. Since you felt that way, right,
mm-hmm.
look back at the videotape at the collection ball.
Cabbage, I did that day. I came on there and went crazy, Cabbage, and I wasn't even there, Cabbage. I came and went bananas, Cabbage. That's where the conversation come from with the female figures. That's why that...
The vote was changed, Nicole.
The vote was changed where? Wait, hold it.
It's his vote.
James changed his vote?
Yes, he did.
I didn't see that direction.
Yeah, James had changed his vote. I said it. I'm the only one who spoke out about it. Because I knew if James, Mann, and Mark was on one side, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was three votes to four. Mark had picked the conch out, right? Now, if it came out 1-3 before it even got to the other side, then when they took the vote again, it was 2-2. Somebody had to change their vote, and me and Man picked the same person, so somebody had to change their vote, correct?
Okay. Now, did you actually see him change it?
When we perceive things, like other people perceive, like we're just perceiving with Dexter, you and Dexter are perceiving, y'all should agree to disagree. Just like
right.
Me and James agreed to disagree. I saw what I saw, and then right after that, Father Milan said it, and Man said that James had changed his score. But again, at the end of the day, me and James are adults, and we have been friends for too long. So I agreed to disagree. I still got my feelings, and James still had his.
And with all due respect, Dexter, I hope that's the way you take it. I don't think that me speaking is not disrespecting. I have to
Not at all, not at all.
Okay.
Why I'm saying that, Nicole? Because remember, tomorrow is listening to you on this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in order to build a tomorrow so there won't be a yesterday.
No.
It's for us to gear these kids to realize that even though in a discrepancy, there
Amen.
Is a
You're
solution
right.
for
yes.
adults. For ignorance, there is nothing but bliss.
No.
You see
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So you and Dexter both been in the ballroom scene a long time. Agree to disagree and go on to something healthy. Because restraining on something unhealthy, Nicole, you know you are unbothered by what the situation, what happened, and agree that what happened is what was the outcome of what happened. This is what we need to teach these kids. Whatever happens, it happens. Now, tomorrow, you prepare to come out and win. That's all it's about. You came out, you've got your legendary status. What about these kids that are trying to get it, like Lucky, that's on that team? Don't damage for him what's tomorrow because of what happened yesterday. We have to move on. You are both leaders of a house. Y'all said what y'all said. You got your feelings out. That was the point. He said what he said. Agree to disagree. Let's keep it healthy. Let's go on.
Cabbage, listen. Let me finish. And it's not no shade, and I'm not debating. I'm not arguing with the Nicole or try to read or nothing like that. Nicole, I'm only one judge. You see what I'm saying? And I'm being honest with you. I'm not with that. Oh, da 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 da. Pick over her. I don't believe that. And I'm gonna keep it real, dealing with history, and I'm not on no tick for tack shit neither. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with history. There have been people from your house just as well as people from other houses that's on that panel or whatever that served our motherfucking house, people in the house at Ebony, for no motherfucking reason. Just chopped them off the gate and looked up in the motherfucking sky and paid it. You see what I'm saying? Yesterday, whatever, see, I believe, this is what I think. You should have just said, Dexter, I feel whoever you was picking, the other girls was picking. You know what I'm saying? Because as far as me trying to be a cheater and all this and that, no. I'm not.
I never called you a cheater.
Well,
I said I didn't like the way you sound.
Hold on, because we have another phone call before I take the next phone call. But I've been seeing this recurring reaction for the last 6 to 7 months. That the first three people picked that bitch, everybody else is going to pick that bitch. That's how it's been going for the last couple of months.
But Kelly, let me ask you a question.
No, I'm not saying that you do that, Dexter, but I'm just saying that's what I have been seeing for the last 6, 7 months. That shit needs to really fucking stop. If the first three people pick that bitch, the next two people going to pick that, you already know she's going to stay. Oh, no, everybody else don't pick her, so I might as well just pick her.
Yeah.
Bitch,
then you know I could be right next to me
and
chop
my
house or whatever. It's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be sitting up there. The only time I say so, if I catch a bitch that ain't paying attention or she throwing it because I know for a fact that she had an argument with one of my house members and she trying to throw shade and take it out on the house, that's when I would say something. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that needs to be another.
The only shade I had in the ballroom last night, Kelly, is with you know who. And that Gasson bitch. You see what I'm saying? But other than that, please, I was enjoying myself. And this day, I liked the way all y'all came out for y'all production or whatever the case may be. But Selvin gave me something as far as production wise. She made me gag. You know what I'm saying? I really, really like to help.
Hold on, we have a caller. 718-413. You on the air on the recap show? How you doing?
Hello?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
who's this?
You know who this is, and so does everybody else that's listening.
Oh, hey, Daddy.
What's up?
What's going on?
It's a debate between Nicole and Dexter, and, you know, good and healthy debate, and like Abby said, you know, you have to move on to the future. But to clarify something for all of y'all, because since they think that we as legends are a problem sometimes in the ballroom, and a lot of people follow suit with us, and we can go back to what we're gonna go back to what Cabbage said about me changing the vote and go back to the tape. If we go back to the tape, it was when Roxy and Tamaya was battling, and I picked Tamaya. Me and Nan picked the same person, and Nan said to you, that Cabbage, that me and him picked the same person. I never changed my vote. The vote was correct the first time. And somebody said it was a discrepancy, and that's why they recounted it, and you thought that I changed my vote, and you're right. When we can move on from that and stuff like that. But I wanted to clarify that because if people in the ballroom scene respect us as legends, I never want anybody, and I never have and I never will, want anybody to think that I would change my vote. If I made one decision, that's the decision that I would stand for. As a quote-unquote ballroom legend or house father or respected figure or whatever like that, I never wanted to be sick of conception that I would ever change my vote anytime that I'm on the court. And that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Thank you, Father, for definitely calling in. Well, do we have any more callers? Because Lucky was on the line, and he said he was back online. He wanted to say something.
I hope he don't come switch on because I like him.
If Lucky, if you want to phone my press one, press one to call back in.
I think he's
okay, hold on. Lucky,
job.
Lucky, hold on. Lucky, you're back.
Hello?
Yes, you're back.
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to touch on what Nicole said a few minutes ago. I don't know if you was listening in earlier, but I had called in like when the show first came on and, you know, cleared up the situation. Again, with Andre, this whatever.
Wait, pause. Let me ask you something, pause. I want to stop you for 1 second.
No,
Kelly, verify something for me. Is this Lucky that was Vulgan?
No, this is Lucky that walked sex siren.
Lucky that Lucky Garcon is my child. That's not him. That's Lucky.
Oh, my God. Oh, not that. I know. Oh, okay. What you want to clarify? Oh, wait. All right. Okay. I'm talking your child, Auntie. I love him. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I got it mixed up, and when I was talking earlier, I apologize because I kept saying Voguing, and I've got it mixed up.
Okay.
Go ahead, though. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's cool, but again, like I said, I again, I did not go off on Kiana. Again, Kiana is my godmother before anything, like I said earlier. You know what I'm saying? Before all this house shit, before Ivisu, she's my godmother primarily. You know what I'm saying? So we have a personal relationship outside of house, outside of ballroom, or whatever the case may be. I would not disrespect her like that. If we was to ever have a discrepancy, it would be behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying? Now, what occurred at the ball, again, like I said earlier, was blown out of proportion by a surrounding individual. It was not given all of that. I would not disrespect if I did not come to her and get caught off the panel. Again, it was a misunderstanding. And for all the people that are saying things in the chat room and, you know, saying that I'm a fucked up person and I disrespect her, I did not. I was raised better than
that. Did you raise your voice at her and jump at her?
No, I did not jump at her. What happened was I was trying to get up. She came to me after she got up and I got on the panel. She came back. We exchanged some words about something. Again, like I said earlier, I don't want to get into detail because I don't want to make anybody look bad. But again, we said something to each other. I said, "Hey, I'm going to get up so you can sit back down." As I was getting up, somebody that was sitting next to me was like, "Calm down, relax, relax." And I'm explaining to them, I was fine. I wasn't upset. I was just getting up. I was getting up so she could sit down. So I guess by me getting up, they probably thought something. I don't know what was thought or whatever they assumed. But whatever the case may be, I was not jumping at her. It was not giving all of that.
Okay,
she's a lady. That's disrespectful.
Okay, what I heard, and this is from where I've heard, that's my sister. And the fact that you conversated to me was a little bit too long. And to say that you couldn't say anything because you don't want to say anything to hurt any feelings, there's not too much that you can say. The point that I'm making and the point that Andre was making is that this is Kiana, mother overall Ivisu. And not Kiana, mother overall Ivisu. Talking about Cabbage and her being out, Kelly at being overall mother, regardless of what they may think about her. They are rules and things that apply. I am really now having a problem, and you may be getting it because you have the issue today, but with these people disrespecting, not just, because I don't feel I get disrespected a lot, but the older people figure, I don't get no life off that. And I felt that if Kiana was on there for a category, you should have respectfully, whoever you sent, whoever came to her, however it go, you were supposed to keep that, what you said earlier, the influence, the people around, you were supposed to keep that influence away because, one, she's your godmother, and two, she's the mother, and do that category because she was on there for Oway. Kiana was supposed to sit there, and then it was more categories, and you were supposed to go. I don't know how you felt. I heard a lot of different things. Now, I'm not going to go into debate with that, but the fact of the matter is that she worked very hard to be who she is today, and even back to Bria and her stunt she pulled, I think that's just getting disrespectful, Lucky, and I just think maybe you should have just sat there. I have to humble myself to Cabbage, to the, you know, oh my God. And I don't have a problem with it. I may feel like I want to argue and read down. But, you know, that's what we have to do, period. Sometimes you got to humble yourself to people in authority in order to get anywhere. These
Definitely. Are the people. I agree with you 100%. But like I said earlier, I did not get loud with her. I did not. And again, it wasn't a situation where I was trying to, you know, pull off the panel. I was being pressed to judge or anything like that. It wasn't given that. It was, like I said, a misunderstanding. And the reason why I said that I don't want to get into detail is because it's going to look like I'm sitting here trying to badmouth somebody, and I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, this is an internal issue with our house that will be resolved, you know, with our house. But, again, the reason why I'm not going into detail is to alleviate any other problems from arising.
Okay, and I respect you. I respect you.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going into detail because the situation, if I go into detail, people will understand what the situation was really given. And then we'll understand, people will be like, oh, I understand why that happened. But I'm not going to do all of that because, again, it's not, you know, for me to do that over the air. We have, you know, mad people listening, so I'm not going to do that. But, again, like I said, the situation was not that serious. It was more out of proportion by other people. And that's really all I have to say.
Okay, Lucky.
Yes, yes.
Were you scared away, honey? You know this is a nasty, messy show, honey. So,
I know.
It just came across my earwaves, honey, that Lucky Ivisu is now going to be Lucky LaCroix. What's the tea?
I'm not going to LaCroix.
Clearly. You're not going to reply now.
I'm not answering. Thank you, Lucky, for calling in. How you doing?
Take
care. Okay. That's my answer right there. He's not going to reply. Next caller, if we have one, honey. I know that's right, honey. Make the switch, honey.
Make the change.
Make the change, honey, because I'm going to get my change, honey. I'm going to get my pussy, honey. That's the only change I'm making, honey.
You really want one of those?
Changes. Cabbage, you is a kiki, honey. You are so funny, Cabbage.
You really want one of those?
Us are making the switch, honey. We are definitely making the switch. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air of the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Private caller, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, I guess not, private caller. Next caller, 313-743. You're on the air of the recap show. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on, Gate?
Oh. Hey, Andre.
Andre's not here, Gate.
Oh, I was just calling in to listen to the show.
Oh. Okay. Thank you for calling in, Gate. Why y'all here? Selvin, you're back. Selvin? Beverly?
LaSalle?
No, Beverly's gone, honey. Baby, I don't know, honey. It has definitely been an interesting night, honey. Girl, my God. Yes, honey, how you doing? Bitch, Mr. Cole, you came and took off, mistake. You woke it up. How you doing?
But again, Nicole, at the end of the day, it's all about competition. We have a problem with the way that the kids are acting and the way that the judges are doing. But if we don't start changing it now, what happens to tomorrow?
Right.
You see what
right.
I'm saying? It's to get upset, but we done did our thing now. What we're trying to do is we're trying to build a better tomorrow from what so we don't
kids.
Have yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
So, I agree.
I mean, you could have went another route and just tore the whole judges panel up.
Yeah. You know what Kelly said she wanted to do, and that's what the girl, and I tried so hard. You know, I was on one of the other radio shows the other night, and they did an exclusive interview with me, and they actually really got to know the person that I am outside of the scene. And this is the thing that I really tried so hard, Cabbage, not to take and resort back into that old bitch that would come out there mistake and just flip the whole fucking judges. Table over and be like, the fucking ball is fucking over, bitch, and be ready to battle with security guards because, no, y'all not going to start this ball over, bitch, because y'all fucking trying it, bitch. The ball is over, bitch. Everybody go the fuck home. I'm really trying not to resort to that, but it seemed like that's the only thing that the girls understand.
You
and why is that?
Now, because remember, you got house members. You can get a difficult situation in the fifth category. Right, you start biting your. I looked at you at the celebrity at the collections ball. You was biting your tongue by the fifth category.
Bitch, because they be having me aggravated.
Hey,
they
you
got to
remember that you got kids that are gonna be walking somewhere else. You got to think about the kids and how the spite works somewhere else. The scene is not major in New York no more. It's Atlanta, Chicago. These are all the different. You know, for the first time in my life, I got to have a healthy conversation with Marco Herrera, right? We had about an hour and a half conversation, and I really got to know Ivy and the mayor of Chicago. But before that, a lot of people gave me a lot of bullshit about her. For me, talking to her myself, I realized what kind of person she is because of a situation that was going on between my house and hers. And because we're both, you know, girls and women of the new age, I gave her, you know, I came out at her one of my old ways. You know, I gave her very well, bitch, you're going to gag, honey, because I'm getting ready to serve you and your whole motherfucking house. And she got her cabbage. I don't know why you feel that way. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what happened. And she clarifiably did not know. But after we got to talk, I realized that she wasn't even all about that. What she was all about was trying to build her house on the West Coast.
Yeah.
her making Faith father, she accepts him for the bullshit and the good that he's going to do in the house of Herrera. And I don't have no shade with Faith. I have shade with the in the capacity and the way that he does things.
Hold on, Cabbage, because we're going to have to save this for tomorrow because we definitely got to end the show. So say goodnight to the girls.
Good night. I hope everybody to be safe, healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Nicole, say goodnight to the girls.
God bless everyone.
Yes. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. Whatever you do, whatever club, whatever park, or whatever bathroom you go in tonight and you pick somebody up and you're going to suck and you're going to fuck, make sure you do practice safe sex and you definitely do wrap it up. I'll be back here tomorrow night for another installment of Lessons with the Icon and the Legendary Mother Myself for What the Fuck Tuesday. Have a good night. Tune in tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
Hustle keep on talking. They like the way I'm walking. You're saying that you want me, so press record and let you feel me. I know.